The World Organization for Animal Health is working on an update to its animal welfare standards, and the National Pork Board is paying attention to language specific to swine production. The World Organization for Animal Health, which operates under its historical acronym of OIE, released the first edition of the standards in 2005. The primary focuses are on ways to achieve the so-called five freedoms in animal husbandry: freedom from hunger and thirst, freedom from fear and distress, freedom from physical and thermal discomfort, freedom from pain, injury, disease, and freedom to express normal patterns of behavior. The standards were last updated in 2014. National Pork Board Director of Animal Welfare Sherry Webb says there's a lot of things at play when standards like this are developed.
The trick with the OIE is that they have 157 member countries around the world, and as they write these standards, they have to make sure that they are outcome-based and applicable regardless of the type of production system that a farmer may use, because the standard has to be applicable to not only developed countries such as the U.S. and some of our European countries, but also developing countries such as farmers in Africa and Southeast Asia.
Webb says information specific to the swine industry can be expected by the end of the year.
When you consider social differences, religious differences, and economical differences between or among member countries, it certainly adds an interesting dynamic to the task. The timeline is that they have a draft of the pig chapter written, and they anticipate to send it out to member countries for comment later this fall, early winter.
Aside from pork production, the standards also address a broader array of animal welfare concerns of both land and water animals. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Spencer Chase.